On the evening of 25 April 2026, ZS1 Alpha Fox Bravo was located at -63.770800 and 24.541700, which is almost due south of Pretoria on my azimuthal map. So ZS1 AFB has completed its 7th trip and is now embarking on its 8th trip around the Southern Ocean. Its position close to the polar circle means that it gets very little time to charge the battery, as the solar angle is very low, and there will be fewer transmissions. This balloon has now travelled around 272,240 kilometres, has been in the air for 108 days, and has been spotted more than 2,900 times. Well done, an excellent achievement. There is some other good news from the Secunda Radio Club. Gert, ZS6 Golf Charlie, will be in Quebec, or PE, attending the AGM, and posted on the WhatsApp group, he will be attempting to launch another Pico balloon from Bokness Strand, which is on the northeastern side of the bay, close to Kenton-on-Sea, on 30 April 2026. This is highly dependent on the weather, which changes continually in that part of the country. The Whisper beacon will be on 10 meters and the channel number will be 213. Myself and Annette, ZR6 Delta, will also be in PE by then, and hopefully we can catch up with Kat and watch the launch of the balloon. Those who missed the National Technical Symposium can now have a look at some of the extremely interesting presentations on the AMSAT SA YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/@AMSATSA9927/videos. Thanks, Hans, ZS6 Alpha Kilo Victor, for posting the recordings. We have previously reported about AST Space Mobile that will be using the 430 MHz amateur band for a low Earth orbit satellite constellation. The FCC announced on 21 April the frequencies that will be used for a 248 LEO satellite constellation, which aims to provide global cellular broadband communications. The center frequencies that will be used are 430.5 MHz, 432.3 MHz, 434.1 MHz, 435.9 MHz, 439.5 MHz, with 50 kHz bandwidth. The frequencies have been allocated only for emergency telemetry tracking and command operations, for a period not exceeding 24 hours. More information can be found at the FCC announcement at docs.fcc.gov/public/attachments/delta-alpha-26-391-alpha1.pdf. This decision of the FCC to use Regulation 4.4 of the Radio Regulations to grant use of the 430 MHz band to a satellite operator has caused quite an upheaval in both the amateur community and the regulators, calling for a review of how the regulation is applied worldwide, especially when there are bands allocated for LEO satellite services. There has been some upheaval in the MeshCore world as well. MeshCore is one of the applications that is being developed alongside MeshTastic that makes use of LoRa modules to provide emergency off-grid communications. Both MeshCore and MeshTastic are open source applications, but now it appears that one of the MeshCore developers has gone against the team and started using AI to develop the software. He is also trying to hijack the brand and has applied for a MeshCore trademark. The developers have now started a new MeshCore.io website. For more detailed information, go to blog.meshcore.io/2026/04/23 meshtesting.com/the-split. To find out more about the differences between Meshtastic and MeshCore, take a look at hamradio.dx.net/mestastic-versus-mescore-which-one-which-should-you-pick. I have previously mentioned that technology is moving along at a fast pace. The advances that are currently being made are mostly software related. However, most of the digital modes that we have today is software that runs on our standard amateur radios. Here is yet another APRS implementation that has been introduced. Grey Wolf is a complete APRS station that replaces a hardware TNC with a software modem. Plug a radio into the USB sound card, install Grey Wolf, and configure everything from your browser. No external sound card software, no config files to hand edit, just a single binary and a web UI. Sounds easy. With Grey Wolf, that runs on many Linux-based systems, including the Raspberry Pis, can be configured as a digipeater, iGate, beacon your location, act as a software TNC, or do all of the above on a single radio channel or multiple radios and channels. You can find more information at Chris Snell, and I'll spell it, Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra Sierra November Echo Lima Lima .com/software/greywolf/index.html. There is now also a new service for APRS called QRX, where messages can be stored if they are not delivered immediately to you because you are offline for some reason. When you are back online, QRX will let you know that there are messages for you, and you can then request them to be delivered. How it works: someone sends you an APRS message while your radio is off. QRX sees the message on APRS.fi, waits 5 minutes for your acknowledgement. If no ACK is observed, QRX stores the message. You turn your radio on and beacon a position. QRX sees your beacon and sends you a notification. You then send R to read messages one by one, just like voicemail. QRX has been developed by Jesse Forkham, November 0, Juliet Lima Foxtrot. Maybe we can get more home-based iGates up and running to improve the RF APRS network. Remember, with APRS, we can do more than just position reporting. We can do short messaging as well, and the more iGates and digipeaters we have deployed, the more effective the messaging can be. And then it can be the first step to an independent SMS service amongst us radio amateurs when the commercial systems fall over. All the links mentioned here are in the text version of the program, which is on the amsat.org.za website. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio, or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.